know, I'll put you to the side. That to me represents somebody who I would see as being a husband, brother, cousin, or friend. They're making me feel like there's two people that come with this person. So I feel like I have the male that's coming through, and then I'm acknowledged that there's another male that comes with that. There's two men that are coming through. They're making me feel like one of them passes through what I would see as being asphyxiation or something affecting the neck area, which to me I always interpret as being either a drug overdose or somebody who actually was asphyxiated in some capacity. They're also talking about an older male figure coming up around you that would have passed that I think is on your mom's side of the family. I would see that as either being her father or something about older male. They're also talking about on mom's side. Is mom still here? Your mom?
Yes.
Okay. She has a sister who's passed though?
No.
No, she's got a sibling who's crossed over?
Yes.
Because your grandfather's telling me he's got his child that's with him?
Yeah.
That's John Edward, host of television's Crossing Over, doing a psychic reading or a seance? Or what is going on when John Edward sits down with the famous and the less than famous, asks his questions, and then says, someone's coming through. He talks about those who have crossed over and who have passed. Tonight on Issues Etc., we're going to talk about psychic phenomenon. Dr. Ron Rhodes is our guest. First question I've got for Ron is any of this real? We're coming to you live this Sunday night, December the 10th. Our call-in number, 1-800-730-2727. Our in-studio email address for all those who want to post their questions and comments via the email issuesetc@kfuo.org. Now, the listeners with the best questions, comments, or stories will receive our guest's new book. It's called The Truth Behind Ghosts, Mediums, and Psychic Phenomena by Dr. Ron Rhodes. 1-800-730-2727 or issuesetc@kfuo.org. Ron Rhodes is a regular guest. He's president of Reasoning from the Scriptures Ministries based in Frisco, Texas. And he's author of numerous books, including his latest, The Truth Behind Ghost Mediums and Psychic Phenomena. Ron, welcome back.
Well, thanks. It's good to be with you.
You heard a little bit of John Edward there doing a reading, as they call it. Is any of this real? The psychics, the mediums, the various other phenomena?
Well, that's a good question. As I point out in the book, there are cases where there's a lot of scam and fraud going on, a lot of dishonesty and deception. And I document a lot of that. On the other hand, I think there are some cases where some of these psychics are in genuine contact, not with dead humans, but rather with demonic spirits. We're talking about the world of the occult. And when you talk about the world of the occult, you're talking about something that is inspired by Satan and something that is activated and even animated by Satan. So you ask if it's real. Some of it is. Some of it isn't, but in no case are these psychics in genuine contact with Uncle Fred or Aunt Wilma, and I'm sure we can talk more about that this evening.
Okay, now, just so we make this clear from the outset, if there's some of this that's pure charlatanism and some of it that is dangerous demonic involvement, does that mean the charlatan end of this stuff is harmless?
Well, no, I don't think so. I think, first of all, let's realize that today you've got sort of a target captive audience. And what I mean by captive audience is that we've got the aging of America with more and more people growing old and many people losing a loved one. And the fact is that people are going through a grief process. And as people go through a grief process, they're searching for any means possible to alleviate that pain. And one of those methods is by consulting a psychic with the hopes of contacting the dead. And here's the thing. It can cost you anywhere between $400 and $700 just for a half-hour session. So number one, your bank account is going to deplete very quickly. But furthermore, God absolutely forbids any involvement with psychics in Deuteronomy 18 and numerous other passages. And so by consulting with the psychic, you're actually going against God and His Word. And then number three, to involve yourself in the occult is to invite a situation in which you could be dragged deeper and deeper into the occult with more and more severe consequences. It's kind of like a downward spiral. So my point is that any way you look at it, you're playing with fire, and if you play with fire, you can get burned, and so it's very dangerous.
Is it just me, or are these psychic phenomena on the rise? And if they are, Ron, to what do you attribute this?
Well, there's no question but that it's on the rise. In fact, one of the things I do as I start out the book is that I point out that 38% of Americans believe in ghosts or spirits, and that these spirits can come back and actually visit us. 38%. Now, you've got to keep in mind we've got over 300 million people in this country. That means that over 100 million of them believe that ghosts can come back and visit us. Not only that, but our young people are very much involved in this stuff. In fact, did you know that 73% of our teenagers have participated in psychic activities this past year? That's 3 out of 4. 4 out of 5 of them have had their horoscopes read. 1/3 have played with Ouija boards. Many have played with seances where the dead are contacted. And the thing of it is it's not just the young people or the average American, but even educated people. Did you know that the polls indicate that the more educated you get in college, the likelier it is that you will believe in this phenomena? It is astonishing, but America seems fascinated with this, and it continues to grow. Now, that's kind of a long answer to the first part of your question. Do I have time to answer that second part?
Sure you do.
Well, the appeal is actually multifaceted. I think, to begin with, there are many people in this country who are burned out on traditional religion. And by traditional religion, I'm talking about Christianity. A lot of people have attended a church in which they've thought that the sermon might be boring, or maybe the music was not too interesting. And you know, in this world where church has to compete with all kinds of Hollywood graphics and movies and television shows and so forth, people are hard to please. And so a lot of people are burned out on that kind of religion, but they want something more exciting. Something like contacting the dead or learning what the future holds. You know, is there a romance coming down the road in my future? What about my wealth? Is the stock market going to be good to me? A lot of people consult psychics for that reason. Beyond all of that, I think that there is a natural curiosity with what lies on the other side. I mentioned to you earlier how we've got the aging of America today, and I think that as people continue to grow older, there's a natural curiosity about what lies beyond the grave. Do we consciously exist? Do we still have relationships with people? Does it matter whether or not we believe in Jesus, or do all people go to the next side, to the other side? These are the kind of questions that people are, you know, asking. And so all of this and more accounts for why I think that psychic phenomena and ghost phenomena is virtually exploding in our country.
Okay, then with only 30 seconds, no more, Ron, before we go to our break. Is this also popular among Christians?
Sadly to say, it is. In fact, there are Christian psychics out there who say that they have a gift of the Holy Spirit. They will warn you against false prophets and even warn you against the occult. But they themselves are playing with the occult, and therein lies the danger.
We're talking with Dr. Ron Rhodes, president of Reasoning from the Scriptures Ministries, based in Frisco, Texas, tonight on Issues Etc. The subject, psychic phenomena. Now, that's a big subject. It's a big umbrella. We could call it the paranormal, which Ron says in his new book is the new normal. When we come back from this break, is this really, ultimately, an alternate false religion? There are whole religions, usually we think of them as very primitive religions, based upon contact with dead ancestors or spirits, shamanism, things like this. What makes John Edward different from a shaman, except that he's got a television program and he probably makes quite a bit more money doing what he does? I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. We're giving away the book Ghosts, Mediums, and Psychic Phenomena to listeners with the best personal stories, questions, or comments on the paranormal tonight. Our call-in number as we come to you live this Sunday night, the 10th of December, 1-800-730-2727, 1-800-730-2727. Our in-studio email address is issuesetc@kfuo.org, issuesetc@kfuo.org. Now, I think every time we've discussed this subject with whatever guest, we have heard from listeners who think they've had an experience, who believe they've had an experience. They saw a ghost, they saw a dead loved one, maybe they experienced something even more bizarre than that. Maybe they think they can talk to the dead. Well, we want to hear your stories, and we want to hear your questions and your comments tonight on Issues Etc. 1-800-730-2727, 1-800-730-2727. And our in-studio email address tonight, issuesetc@kfuo.org. When we come back, we'll look at hauntings. What about the simple question, Is there such thing as ghosts? I mean, people go someplace. Do they stick around? And if they do, can we talk to them? Can we see them? Do they want to talk to us? Do they want contact with us? What does the Bible say about those who have died? What becomes of them? And whether or not we can still have contact? We'll talk about that on the other side of the break.
What we do in times like this is pay close attention and recognize in it God's alien work to drive us to Jesus.
Pastor Matt Harrison, Executive Director of LCMS World Relief, on what Christians should know during times of disaster.
We should rejoice over our relationship with Christ, over our relationship with our family. We should speak forgiveness to those whom we have sinned against and those who have sinned against us. We should be quick to think about eternal things and not the ridiculous things that ball us up and bog us down, which are necessary for life, but rejoice in the eternal verities which sustain us.
For more information about LCMS World Relief, go to the Issues Etc. website, issuesetc.org, or call 314-996-1683, LCMS World Relief.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues Etc.
If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most talk radio shows, but not for Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely on you to pay the production salaries and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin asking you to prayerfully consider making a financial gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org. Click on the What's New section. You can donate by credit card, 1-800-737-0172. Or you can donate by check, Issues Etc., Box 9360, St. Louis, Missouri, 63117. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend upon you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc.
You have to cross over.
The woman who talks to the dead.
Who are you?
I can help you.
We'll use her gift to save lost souls.
Help me. I'm in the wrong grave.
Hey, you're the go-to guy, and I need somebody to go to.
Back off or die is the fundamental message.
If you ever need anything.
This guy's not going to stop until he destroys everything that's good.
Ghost Whisperer.
One of the many shows you'll find during prime time and afterwards, dealing with ghosts, mediums, and psychic phenomena. That's our subject tonight on Issues Etc. Next week on the program, we'll discuss Judgment Day. Dr. Lewis Brighton of Concordia Seminary will be our guest. What does Paul mean when he says that everyone will appear before the judgment seat of Christ to answer for their deeds? And should Christians expect, before Judgment Day, a secret rapture of the church? We'll talk about it next week with Dr. Lewis Brighton. Now, if you'd like to know what we'll be discussing in the weeks ahead, just visit our website, issuesetc.org. While you're there, be sure to check out the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December. It's called From Heaven Above. It's a picture book based on Martin Luther's Christmas hymn, From Heaven Above to Earth I Come. Now, this would be a great Christmas gift for a kid or a grandkid ages 6 through 9. You can find out more by looking for the cover of From Heaven Above at our website, issuesetc.org, or by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. It's the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December. It's called From Heaven Above. Ron, let's talk about ghosts. This is probably the oldest, most enduring cross-cultural thing of everything we're going to talk about tonight, that those who die, in some sense, or some of them, stick around and attempt contact with us.
Well, that's right. In fact, typically what is believed is that when a person dies, his spirit separates from the body, and there is a tunnel that the person sees, and he's supposed to go through that tunnel into the great light. And once the spirit goes through that tunnel into the great light, he is said to be on the other side. However, there are some, allegedly, who turn away from the light and turn away from the tunnel and instead choose to remain on earth, and they walk through the halls of hotels and houses and so forth. And there's a variety of reasons why, allegedly, they do so. I say allegedly, of course, because I don't think that this is real. But nevertheless, the claim is that sometimes they stay behind in order to get revenge on the person that murdered them. Or perhaps they feel that one of their loved ones is in danger, and so they're trying to stay around in order to protect them. Or in some cases, it may be that they're very confused. For example, if they died suddenly in a car wreck, they may not even know that they're dead, and they may just be very confused and they stay around on Earth. So there's just 101 reasons why a person might turn away from the light and decide to stay on Earth, according to ghost enthusiasts. But eventually, we are told that the spirits on the other side will eventually do an intervention in which they gather up all of these lost spirits who are still on Earth and bring them into the other side. Now, you and I hear this kind of thing, and, you know, we might grin as we listen to it, because we know that it's not true, but I need to remind everyone that there's over 100 million people in this country that actually believe stuff like this, and that's why it's important for us to be aware of it.
And what does the Bible, briefly, if anything, say about what we would call nowadays ghosts or hauntings?
Well, I think that Scripture is very clear that when a person dies, he does not stay on earth at all. For example, when a Christian dies, his spirit goes directly to heaven. For example, we are told in 2 Corinthians 5:8 that to be apart from the body is to be at home with the Lord. The Apostle Paul in Philippians 1, verses 21 and following, talked about his desire to depart and be with Christ in heaven. We read about the martyrs in the book of Revelation, chapter 6, and these are the spirits of Christians who have been martyred, and they're up in heaven, talking with each other and talking with the Lord. So it's very clear that when a Christian dies, his spirit goes to heaven and does not stick around on earth. By contrast, Scripture is very clear in passages like Luke 16, verses 19 to 31, that unbelievers go to a place of suffering. And their ultimate destiny, I believe, is the lake of fire, which is also called hell. It's not politically correct to talk about that today, but you know what? Scripture is kind of clear on it. And in no case are people still on earth following their death.
Okay, then let's talk about the mediums. Sometimes they're lumped in with psychics, but the people who claim to be able, like John Edward, to communicate with those who have crossed over, whether they've crossed over, whether they're still hanging around, makes no difference. How does John Edward do what he does?
Well, let's look at what he claims. He says that the spirit world vibrates very fast, whereas our Earth vibrates very slowly. In other words, the molecules in the spirit world vibrate fast, whereas the molecules on our Earth vibrate slowly. That's the claim. They often give an illustration of, fan blades. If you look at the blades of the fan on your ceiling, they're revolving slow enough so that you can see it. Well, that's kind of like it is on Earth. You can see things. You know, it's vibrating slowly or turning slowly. But in the spirit world, it's kind of like looking at the blades of a helicopter. They're going so fast that you can't see it. Well, John Edward claims to be a bridge between this world and the next world, and he claims that he receives images and pictures in his mind from the other world, which he tries to translate into human language. Now, you played a clip earlier in the broadcast, and you noticed how he was talking really fast. He claims that he's receiving images very, very fast, and he's trying to keep up with these images and trying to interpret them to people. And if he gives wrong information, he simply claims that that information was misinterpreted by him. In other words, he misinterpreted a symbol that he received from the spirit world. Okay, now that's what is claimed. What's really going on? Well, in many cases, I believe that John Edward and some of these other psychics are actually using a method called fishing. And what that involves is asking strategic questions that elicit a response. For example, John Edward might get in front of a studio audience of 200 people and say something like this: I sense that there is a person here with a grandmother that has passed over with a name beginning with either the letter S, T, T-R-D-O-R-M. Is there anyone here in this audience of 200 people who has a grandmother with a name that begins with those letters? Well, there's bound to be someone. And then he might go on to ask another question such as this. I sense that you have a piece of jewelry from her that is a closed circle. It could be a ring, a bracelet, or a necklace. Does anyone here have a grandmother and you have a piece of jewelry from her? Well, it's common knowledge that most people do have a piece of jewelry from a grandmother. And, you know, so there's bound to be someone there. And what I'm trying to say is that a lot of psychics basically use this fishing technique. And by asking questions while at the same time watching body language, they can appear to have not, you know, supernatural knowledge from the other side about your life, when in fact they're just using a natural technique. Now, in other cases, I think that there's a real possibility that some of these psychics are in contact with demonic spirits who are set on deceiving humanity. And I believe that these demonic spirits have the ability to mimic dead people. And I think they have a motive for doing it. After all, if you can deceive 100 million people, is it worth the deception? I think that demonic spirits would say yes. And so these are very much times for discernment.
We're talking about the paranormal, psychic phenomena. Dr. Ron Rhodes is our guest. He's president of Reasoning from the Scriptures Ministries. Now, you can check out their website by going first to our website, issuesetc.org. And under that section titled Links, you'll find a direct link to Ron Rhodes and Reasoning from the Scriptures Ministries. You can even purchase Ron's new book, The Truth Behind Ghosts, Mediums, and Psychic Phenomena, right there at his website. Or, if you'd like to contact Reasoning from the Scriptures Ministries, call our Issues Etc. resource line. It's 1-800-737-0172. And we'll give you the phone number and the mailing address for Ron Rhodes and Reasoning from the Scriptures Ministries. That contact number again, 1-800-737-0172. Your email, your phone calls after this break. We want to hear from you, answer your questions, and hear any stories you may have. Our in-studio email address, issuesetc@kfuo.org, or our call-in number, 1-800-730-2727, 1-800-730-2727. Welcome to Earth, O noble guest, through whom the sinful world is blessed. You came to share my misery, that you might share your joy with me. These words come from a famous Christmas carol by Martin Luther, From Heaven Above to Earth I Come. They also form part of the text of our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December, called From Heaven Above. This beautifully illustrated children's book is drawn directly from Martin Luther's Christmas carol, From Heaven Above to Earth I Come. From Heaven Above is $14.99 plus shipping and handling. You can browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, or you can call Concordia Publishing House and ask for the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December, From Heaven Above, a Christmas carol by Martin Luther. 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040.
The radio voice of the Lutheran faith for the 21st century. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The new I Have Issues t-shirts are available, and there's only one way to get one, by joining the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. It's our monthly or annual donor program. You'll find the statement, I have issues, on the front of the shirt, and on the back, the Issues Etc. logo, our website address, and the slogan, Talk Radio for the Thinking Christian. Now, anyone who joins the Issues Etc. Reformation Club between now and the end of 2006 will receive the I Have Issues t-shirt, plus other membership benefits like monthly tapes, books, and transcripts. Now, for more information on the Issues Etc. Reformation Club, visit our website, issuesetc.org, and look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us reach our goal of 300 Reformation Club members by the end of the year. We'll also send an Issues Etc. t-shirt, travel mug, and pen to current Reformation Club members who upgrade their membership. It's the Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
Noted author and Christian apologist Craig Hawkins on why you should support Issues Etc.
It's my pleasure to recommend to you Issues Etc. It's one of the few programs discussing crucial concerns for Christians. It's done in a dynamic format, again, discussing crucial issues in an insightful manner. The program is very much needed. In my opinion, it's one of the most important broadcasts on the air, and it's one of my favorites. So if you want to grow in your faith, know what you believe and why, then this program is for you. I want to encourage you to listen, and I want to encourage you to support the broadcast, both prayerfully and financially.
You can support the worldwide outreach of Issues, etc. by making a tax-deductible gift this week. Our address is Post Office Box 9360, St. Louis, Missouri, 63117. Or you can make a credit card donation by calling our resource line. That number is 1-800-737-0172.
If you enjoy listening to Issues Etc. on the weekends, did you know that you can listen to 12 new hours of Issues Etc. each week on the Internet? All you have to do is go to our website, issuesetc.org, click the worldwide KFUO logo, and there you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7, including 12 new programs weekly. The website address again, issuesetc.org.
Issues Etc. is a broadcast service of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. However, we are not funded by the church body. We're also not affiliated with Lutheran Hour Ministries or the Lutheran Layman's League. Issues Etc. is supported by listeners like you. Please help support this worldwide outreach by making a gift this week. Our address, Issues Etc., Box 9360, St. Louis, Missouri, 63117. Thanks for your prayerful consideration.
A sadistic killer, freed on a technicality.
Well, you know he's going to do it again.
And a world-famous profiler comes to trap him.
It's an honor to meet you.
We need to be especially discreet about what it is you really do here.
Two great minds looking for answers.
You see things, don't you?
I saw it.
This trail leads to one of the biggest surprises.
I know what's coming.
All new medium, next Wednesday.
We're talking about the paranormal and psychic phenomenon. Another one of the shows. We were just off the air a few minutes ago naming a few of the shows that we knew either on network television or cable television. And I can think of at least six right off the top of my head that deal with either ghosts, mediums, or psychic phenomena. Our subject for tonight on Issues Etc. Ron Rhodes is our guest. Issues Etc. is underwritten in part by Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana. They'll be hosting their annual symposia January the 16th through the 19th. Now, this year's themes are Christian identity in a pagan world and confessional Lutheranism in an ecumenical world. You'll find out more about their symposia at our website, issuesetc.org, or by calling Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, 260-452-2241. It's area code 260-452-2241. Ron, let's deal briefly, before we go to the phones, with the whole issue of the psychic phenomenon, the person who claims to be able to go to a crime scene and figure out what happened, get impressions, things like that. Do police departments really use psychics as much as television would have us believe?
Well, you know, by watching some of the TV shows, it makes it look like the police department is heavily dependent upon psychics. But if you actually talk to policemen and FBI agents, what they will tell you is that they are not the ones who seek contact with psychics, but rather, on occasion, the family member of the victim asks the police to consult a psychic. And by and large, the information is so general as to not be truly helpful. For example, a psychic might say that there's a body near a large, you know, lake or body of water. Or they might say that the victim is being held in a house with brown shutters or something like that. And so, again, by and large, it's not the police or the FBI who seek out psychics, but rather it is family members who ask the police to do this. And as I said, generally the information is not helpful. And in fact, the police officers I've been in contact with say that in no case have they ever been aware of a crime that's actually been solved by the consultation with a psychic.
All right, let's hear from you on psychic phenomena. 1-800-730-2727. Email us here in the studio, issuesetc@kfuo.org. We are giving away Ron Rhodes' new book called The Truth Behind Ghosts, Mediums, and psychic phenomena, 1-800-730-2727 or issuesetc at kfuo.org. We go first to Michelle, listening in central Wisconsin on WGNV. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to touch base and kind of give some personal feedback that I had been raised in a Judeo-Christian family and actually wanted to be a Christian pastor at one point in my life. And throughout a lot of my adult years, as a cumulative growth of different things happened, I pulled away from the church and actually read with cards and worked in a shop, had a lot of friends who do dowsing, are shamans, do other types of readings, you know, a lot of different faith-based types of systems. And I embraced that for about 5.5 years, and it's just been probably about the last 3 or 4 months now that my husband and I have gone back to the church, gone through a program where I've recommitted my life back to Christ, and just the power that's turned around. The danger that we found in our family was not so much that it was hokey pokey, you know, all those kinds of, you know, really bizarre, sacrifice things on the kitchen table kind of things, but it was the little ways that things kept creeping into your life little by little and opening those boundaries and opening those boundaries. That diversified looking for your answers on life and on your feelings and on perspectives anywhere else except through your relationship with Jesus.
Michelle, thank you very much. Ron, she talks about the little things being what was most compelling about her previous experience with these phenomena.
Well, I also found it interesting that, you know, here's another person that left the church. You played John Edward. There are other psychics like James von Prague and Sylvia Brown who all claim to have left the church. Now, John Edward claims to still be a Catholic, and he prays the rosary before each of his readings. But nevertheless, it would surprise you probably to know how many people have been burned out on a Christian church in order to get involved with psychic phenomena. And, you know, that says something to me. It says that somehow a lot of churches are not doing their job right. Because to me, Christianity is not boring. Christianity is exciting. It involves a personal relationship with the living Lord of the universe, a living Lord that we can fellowship with daily and who walks with us through all of our pain and suffering. That can be very, very exciting, but unfortunately, too many churches out there do not communicate that.
Michelle, hang on the line. I'm going to send you a copy of Ron's book, The Truth Behind Ghosts, Mediums, and Psychic Phenomena. Thank you very much for that call. 1-800-730-2727. Send us your email. Also, issue ZTC at KFUO.org. From North Carolina, here's Robert waiting on the line. Hi, Robert.
Yes, good evening. My question is regarding the account of Saul consulting with the woman with familiar spirits and conjuring up Samuel. And I'd specifically like to know about verse 15, Samuel asked, why did you disturb me? And then also, does Dr. Rhodes believe that this was actually Samuel, or was it a familiar spirit? And what can we learn about this passage?
That's an excellent question, Robert. Thank you very much. Okay, Ron, let's take this one apart, because this is a case in the Old Testament that appears to be, a seance that worked like gangbusters.
Well, you know what's interesting about this passage of Scripture is that, number one, I do personally believe that it was Samuel. That's my personal take on it. But what's very interesting is that when Samuel showed up, the woman shrieked with fear. Now, you've got to consider that. Why would this woman who claims to be a medium shriek with fear when the person that she was trying to contact actually shows up? Could it be that she was a person who was normally up to tricks? Could it be that this person was really trying to pull the wool over people's eyes, making it look like she was contacting the dead, but really wasn't? All of a sudden, Samuel shows up, and she shrieks with fear. Now, I believe that in this case, God did something on a one-time basis. You know, this is not something he's ever done again, but on a one-time basis, he allowed Samuel to appear in order to rebuke Saul, you know, for consulting a medium. And this is what theologians would call descriptive, not prescriptive. In other words, it's descriptive in the sense that it describes something that happened once. It doesn't prescribe something that we should expect to happen again and again throughout church history. So my personal feeling is that because of the context, especially the medium's cry of astonishment, indicates that the appearance of Saul was not the result of her usual tricks, but rather it was really the result of God's sovereignty working in the situation.
I'd like to hear your stories. 1-800-730-2727. 1-800-730-2727. Do you think you've had an encounter with a ghost or with some sort of paranormal experience? Our in-studio email address, issuesetc@kfuo.org. Michelle in Kansas writes this, Dear Dr. Rhodes, I've read a few books on the occult by Kurth Koch. She mentions Occult ABC, Demonology, Past and Present. Are you familiar with this author? If so, could you comment on his accuracy? Is he reliable? And thanks for the interesting topic. Ron?
Well, he has written quite a few books, and I've read a number of them. He really gets into some of the darkest areas of occultism. And I recommend that only Christians who are very mature in their faith would even consult those books, simply because he recounts quite a few stories that can really be just dark and disturbing. You know, there is a teaching in Scripture that we are to be innocent in the things of evil. And unless God has called you to an apologetics ministry or has called you to study this subject in order to help other people, that's not really the first book that I would really recommend on the subject, just because it delves into some of the deepest and darkest aspects of occultism. But he has done a lot of good work, and in fact, most of the books that you will read on occultism will cite the work of this individual. And so, yes, he has made many contributions through his, three or four books on occultism that he's written.
Folks, when you surf the web this week, I know you do, but when you do, be sure to check out our new I Have Issues t-shirt. It's right there at our homepage, issuesetc.org. Now, you can get your very own I Have Issues t-shirt by joining our monthly or annual donor program. It's called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. To find out about the benefits of becoming an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or our newest level called the patron, premiums like monthly tapes and books and transcripts, go to our website, issuesetc.org, and look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Now, you can donate by check. Write us at Issues Etc., Box 9360, St. Louis, Missouri, 63117. You can donate by credit card via our resource line, 1-800-737-0172, 1-800-737-0172. You can also donate online. Again, our website address, issuesetc.org. Now, we currently have 252 members in the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. We want you to help us reach our goal of 300 Reformation Club members by the end of the year. 1-800-737-0172, the website address, issuesetc.org, or write us, Issues Etc., Box 9360, St. Louis, Missouri, 63117. When we come back, 10 more minutes with Ron Rhodes in this hour, talking about the paranormal and psychic phenomenon. Your phone calls, your email are much welcomed. We want to hear your stories if you've got one. issuesetc@kfuo.org, and our call-in number, 1-800-730-2727. Christianity in a Pagan World, Lessons from Ancient Israel and Early Christianity, and Confessional Lutheranism in the Ecumenical World are the themes for the annual symposia at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana. This year's symposia begin January 16th and end on January 19th. Now for a complete list of speakers, symposia schedule, or to register online, go to our website, issuesetc.org, or call 260-452-2241, 260-452-2241. The fellowship alone is worth the registration fee, and you can experience the Christ-centered, cross-focused worship life at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne. It's the 2006 Symposia Series, January 16th through the 19th at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne. For more information, issuesetc.org or call 260-452-2241.
Defending the faith, teaching the truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
International human rights attorney and law professor Dr. John Warwick Montgomery on the importance of Issues Etc. Before settling in England and France, I had my own Christian radio program for 10 years in California and 2 years in Washington State. I was also a regular for over a decade on national religious television. In a word, I have had a great deal of contact with evangelical programming, both good and bad, and my judgment in this area is probably worth something. In my opinion, Issues Etc. is one of the very few programs on Christian radio willing to discuss tough questions with solid theological answers. I consider it a great privilege to be able to appear on the program regularly, and I commend it to every serious listener.
You can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a tax-deductible gift this week. Our address is Post Office Box 9360, St. Louis, Missouri, 63117. Or you can make a credit card donation by calling our resource line at 1-800-737-0172.
One person feel better. That can't be bad. It can't be.
Maybe it's just going to validate for them to know their mom's okay, their wife's okay, their child is okay, and that as long as they keep themselves open to the process, they will not miss those little signs along the way.
Well, we're talking about the paranormal and psychic phenomena with Ron Rhodes tonight on Issues Etc. Folks, I know that many of you will soon be in the process of your year-end tax-deductible contributions, your records, and all of those things that you put together near the end of the year. There are plenty of relief organizations out there to choose from, but there is one that's really unique. It's LCMS World Relief. It's an international relief organization concerned with both body and soul. LCMS World Relief provides both bread and the bread of life, Jesus Christ, for sinners, to victims of natural and man-made disasters. To find out more about LCMS World Relief's efforts around the world, check out our website, issuesetc.org, or call LCMS World Relief 1-888-930-4438, 888-930-4438, Christ-centered, cross-focused, Pastor Matt Harrison, and LCMS World Relief. Hey, Ron, before we go to the calls, Edward's client there, in that little clip we played, John Edwards' client, said, if it helps only one person, it can't be wrong. Your response?
Well, it's interesting that almost every person that John Edwards gets in contact with on the other side basically has one message, and that message is this. We're all okay on the other side. Don't worry about us. We're all enjoying life, so move on and live your own lives. And what's communicated is that it doesn't matter whether you believe in Jesus or not, that all people are on the other side enjoying life. And that's the primary message that he thinks helps people. And so he says that if that helps, you know, just one person, then it cannot be wrong. Problem is, who defines what is right and wrong in the universe? Is it not the God of the universe who made up all the moral laws? All moral law flows from the moral lawgiver, God himself. And that God forbids contact with the dead, period. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And so what John Edwards is doing is anti-God and anti-biblical, even though he still claims to be operating within a Christian framework.
Jan is listening in St. Paul, Minnesota on KKMS. Hi, Jan.
Hi. I am really enjoying this a lot. I also, like the first caller, fell away from the church and was involved in the occult for many years in New Age religion. And I saw psychics several times, actually, about different issues in my life. And I realize now as a Christian that, I wanted to believe that they were in touch with my loved ones from the other side. And getting honest with myself now, I really believe that probably the generalities were there, that they were fishing around. I don't think that I ever told them any pertinent details on anything, but there were, like, my sister had died, and I was very grieving over that. And this one psychic told me a lot of things about the relationship between myself and my sister that nobody could have known. And but yet I wonder at the same time if I gave her some kind of leads, or if she was real about the whole thing. If I do believe that if any of this is real now, that it absolutely is demonic.
Jan, thank you very much for this call and for the story she tells. Ron?
Well, I think that that's a very important point. Sometimes psychics can seem to give accurate information, and I would just comment this way. There are times when psychics are in genuine contact with demonic spirits, and I believe that there are cases where demonic spirits can actually provide some information about something or someone in order to give credence to the false religion of spiritualism. It's almost like there's a spiritual intelligence network with all the demons answering to Satan. You know, we've got our CIA here in the United States. We know that there's a ranking system among all the demons who answer to Satan. So I personally believe that there are some occasions where the powers of darkness can communicate some accurate information in order to give credence to this false religion. And most cases, however, they are wrong, and they are wrong quite often. And I document in my book how inaccurate they generally are. But like I said, every once in a while they seem to hit the nail right on the head. And in those cases, I think there's a real demonic element.
Listening on WDTK in Detroit, Craig, welcome to Issues, Etc.
Hi, how are you?
Very well.
Good. I just want to tell a little experience. We used to come home from, like, going out to the movies or something, and it would always be like a ping, ping, radiators and the floorboards creaking and stuff like that. And sooner or later, we got to, like, play a game out of it. You know, we weren't sure, but it sure sounded pretty, you know, compelling. So we would, like, say, okay, ghost, what kind of noise are you going to make today, you know? And one day I was coming home, and I brought pizza and soda and all that stuff, and my family wasn't there, and I was real angry. And the ghost, I mean, I didn't say the ghost, but maybe the entity, but it started making noise. And I said, you know, I was real angry, and I said something real foul to it. But one day I was like, The Exorcist was on. And at the beginning, when the Satan in the desert or something, it's a real kind of scary part. And I said to myself, I said, this ghost better not make any noise now. And when I got to the end out of my mouth to now, a big picture fell off of the wall. I mean, it scared me. I ran to the front door, almost ran out of the house.
Craig, thank you for the call and for the story. Ron, what do you make of that kind of stuff, that if the picture wouldn't have fallen, maybe Craig wouldn't remember this story because nothing would have happened.
Well, you know, the thing of it is that many of the stories that people have told me about in terms of their own personal encounters with ghosts have been just like this. It's basically noises that they hear in the house, whether the floor is creaking, or maybe they hear footsteps up in the attic. Sometimes they say that the lights might go on and off or, you know, something like that. But in most cases, people don't actually see a ghost. Rather, it's just sort of anecdotal evidence that people think might be a ghost. And there could be a variety of explanations for a picture falling off the wall. It could be the nail came loose, or maybe there's a little earthquake, or, you know, any number of things. So my first tendency is to try to look for any natural explanation for those kinds of things. You know, it could be that the temperature outside is different from the temperature inside the house, and that can cause creaking sounds and stuff like that. So my first approach is to find out if there's a natural cause. But secondly, I like to find out if somebody in that house is involved in the occult, because generally people that report, you know, occultic, you know, phenomena in terms of, you know, encounters with ghosts have been involved in some form of the occult, whether it's, you know, Ouija boards or seances or palm reading or tarot cards or something else.
Let's go to the phone real quick to Frank in Chicago, listening on WYLL. Hi, Frank. Our time is very short.
Hey, how you guys doing? I just want to mention, I did go to a psychic person over here in Illinois, and he told me pretty much everything that happened in my past and in my future. I didn't give him no anything to talk about. I just gave him my watch. He did also mention to me that I have abilities that I don't even know of, and to this day, there's a lot of strange things that's been happening in my life that are pretty much unexplainable. I could feel things out there. Sometimes I could see things.
All right, Frank, we gotta give Ron a chance to respond here. Our time is very short. 30 seconds, Ron, to deal with what sounds like a very complicated situation.
Psychics generally say that all human beings have an innate psychic ability, and they encourage that psychic ability in other people. However, just note this one thing. It's been my experience that in every case where there is a psychic, there is a spirit of divination in that person. Acts 16:16 speaks of a slave girl who had a spirit of divination, and once the spirit was cast out, she lost her ability to completely. I would encourage the caller to repent, turn from psychic phenomena, and turn back to the living God. And that's the way you will have true peace in your life.
That's good advice, Ron. Frank, I want you to give us a call back. We'll send you Ron Rhodes' new book called The Truth Behind Ghosts, Mediums, and Psychic Phenomena, 1-800-730-2727. Now, here's our mailing address. It's Box 9360, St. Louis, Missouri, 63117. Here's our resource line number, 1-800-737-0172. You can use either of those to receive a free complimentary copy of our next Issues Etc. journal, or you can join our monthly or annual donor program called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. Just help us reach our goal of 300 Reformation Club members by the end of the year. We'll send you the new I Have Issues t-shirt, Box 9360, St. Louis, Missouri, 63117, or our resource line, 1-800-737-0172. You know, people long for an experience. They long for contact with something beyond themselves. I know what that's all about. God has provided this, but not in the form of the ghosts or the mediums or the psychics or anything else paranormal. He's provided it for us in a real flesh and blood way in His Son, Jesus Christ, who came from heaven to earth in human flesh, lived a perfect life for you, gave His life as the sacrifice for your sins at the cross, rose again from the dead, and is still among us through His word and sacraments. And you know what? He's not dead. He's not coming back to you from the other side. He's alive. He's risen from the dead, and He's done it all for you. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc.
Listen each week to Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is critical for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our address is 85 Founders Lane, St. Louis, Missouri, 63105. You can donate by credit card on our resource line, 1-800-737-0172, 1-800-737-0172. For a free audio copy of this hour of Issues Etc., please visit the audio archive section at kfuo.org. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Worldwide KFUO. Issues Etc. is a broadcast service of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. What is the primary message and major theme of God's Word? The answer comes from Issues Etc. regular guest, Dr. Lawrence White of Our Savior Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas.
The storyline of the Bible, from beginning to end, is the story of God's plan of salvation. The message of that which the holiness and righteousness of the just God demands, and the way that God has, in His grace, in His undeserved love, met the demands of that law in the person of His Son. Certainly everything else that's in Scripture is important, but everything else ties into and relates to and must be seen from the perspective of that basic primary theme, law and gospel, with the gospel as the fundamental focus of it all.
Issues Etc., the radio voice of the Lutheran faith for the 21st century.